This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What makes the Lakers so compelling? Is it the names, the titles, the city? Because
yes.
Corey and I...
Good segment.
Corey and I have been having a lot of conversations off air about... You know, how the Cowboys are maybe the most well-known thing about Dallas, and how maybe they're the most well-known thing about Texas. And this goes back to a conversation that we've had for a while and that Jerry's talked about on here before and other guests have talked about on here before. And then we hear word that Hulu is making a 9-part documentary that's going to come out next year about the Lakers, the franchise, in the history. And so... A couple of things about that that were interesting, why we asked some of those questions, because I was looking at it. Are the Lakers the biggest franchise in the NBA? Because I know historically it was the Lakers and the Celtics, but something I noticed and something that Corey talked about is just always reloading, is the Lakers and the Celtics both have 17 championships. Well, the Lakers won 5 of those in Minneapolis and 12 in Los Angeles. But since 1980, when Magic Johnson came on board, the NBA exploded and everything like that, the Celtics have 4 titles and the Lakers have 11. So I get historically how they run neck and neck. But in terms of like modern NBA fans, I think the Lakers blow the Celtics out of the water as the biggest name in the NBA.
Well, if you think about it, the top 10, 11 players in NBA history ranked by ESPN, you have Wilt Chamberlain. LeBron James is number 2. Wilt Chamberlain is number 3. Magic Johnson's in the top 10. Kobe's in the top 10. Shaq was 10 or 11. I think he was right there on that borderline. So you have 5 guys in the history of the NBA that are... Jerry West is the logo. He's a top 20 player of all time. I missed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the top 10.
You're talking players. Let's talk about Pat Riley as an iconic coach. Let's talk about Phil Jackson as an iconic coach as well.
Yeah. So those things. The Buss family.
Jeannie Buss was in Playboy.
Okay.
That is factually correct.
I mean, that's true. And that just shows, like, people talk about how big Jerry Jones is an owner outside, like, what you normally know about owners is the Buss family feels like they're so much bigger than, like, what you normally think about people who run teams or own teams.
Yeah, Mike, I don't know if Marty wants me to bring this up, but Marty mentioned this, and it's just stuck in my mind.
Marty.
Turco. Okay. Turco time every Tuesday, where you ask the best hockey questions.
Thanks.
Ovechkin guy. He was like, man, as much as, you know, whatever you feel about the Cowboys, they make the city relevant.
Yeah.
And I can't get that out of my mind. Like the fact, like, Kevin, I don't know if we were going to do this as a different topic, but would anybody know of Dallas the way they do if it wasn't for what Jerry Jones has done with the Cowboys and what the Cowboys' legacy is?
I mean, can we take Jerry Jones out of that?
Let's just put the whole Cowboys brand together.
Because they were made before Jerry. Jerry has expanded it and made it better, but they were America's team. They were something before Jerry. Jerry bought the most important franchise.
Yeah, and at the right time,
and then
too.
did tremendous things with it.
Yeah.
But you're not known for the Mavericks, and I do. That's another question I wanted. How we talk about the Patriots, like their success created a massively strong following.
Yeah.
But did it last after, you know, we're 1 year away from Brady being gone. How much longer can that go without them winning?
But the Patriots are still pretty regionally like a team. I know that they're a big team regionally and because of the successes that they've had, but it's still largely regional. That's not the same as the Lakers and the Cowboys where you can pull up in Ohio and you will find a diehard Lakers fan, and not even just a Lakers fan, a Lakers contingent, in the same way with the Cowboys.
But that's what I'm saying is with the Patriots, I don't know that it exists forever the way it does with these other brands. Whereas just like the Mavericks don't have that same brand. No. Stars don't have that. The Rangers don't have that. But the Cowboys, even with being in the same city, they have it somehow.
And that kind of leads to an interesting question about how many teams across sports carry that kind of cachet. Because, like, it makes total sense to me that Hulu is going to make this. It would make total sense to me if ESPN announced their counterpunch for 2022 was going to be a 10-part documentary about the history of everything with the Cowboys. That thing would be an effing monster.
Absolutely.
And so, like, the Cowboys have it, the Lakers have it, the Yankees have it, and I know people are going to throw in teams, but I'm really curious, like, how many teams really carry that? And from the 214, see, this is so wrong. Much like the Celtics, the Cowboys have been irrelevant since 1996. But that's the thing.
They're the most
relevant.
That's not
true.
Yeah, you're conflating good with relevance.
Exactly. Because when the Celtics aren't good, I don't feel like people are talking about the Celtics. You could make a really strong argument. The Celtics have, what, two of the best five players in the league under the age of 25. How often do you just hear people talk about the Celtics? People talk about the Cowboys. Why do you think the Cowboys are in that opening game? All right? There is a very specific reason, because they are the biggest thing in the NFL. They don't win, but they are the biggest thing in the NFL. So how many teams fit that bill across all sports?
From the 682 Real Madrid, Reggie, does that fit?
Let's focus American.
Let's focus on
you
American
said all sports,
sports.
Kevin. Okay. Across that about the highlight teams.
American FC, sports.
Toronto.
The game where you play with the shuttlecock.
North American sports I would accept name? Because I don't think any hockey team qualifies because.
Red Wings?
No. I don't think so because.
None of the original six.
I really don't. If you're up north, then yes. But across a lot of the country, I don't think so, because hockey is just not popular enough. Now, if you're in Canada, somebody will stab you if you say something bad about the Maple Leafs. Like, I believe that 100%, but I don't think that carries throughout here. Now, somebody
really, they would stab you and say they're sorry, right?
Because
they're Canadian.
And then you'd be able to go and get the health care done because they had that situation.
Yes, that is true. Resident.
You just had to be in line for a long time.
That is also true. From the 682... What about the Packers?
Yeah, because this is the thing. This is a cultural discussion. As much as we've talked about winning, culture matters in this. The Yankees matter because of, like, obviously being good, but there has been a cultural placement that they've had.
Yeah.
Same with the Cowboys. Similarly with the Lakers being in L.A., being in Hollywood, and then the way that Jerry Buss, Dr. Buss, really went about making the ethos of that. So in the same way, I think, the Packers, because of their longstanding situation, they have some of that, maybe not to the same extent, but they're absolutely one of those teams as well.
Okay, we got a couple others. I'm going to go ahead and dismiss this one. The 619, the Chiefs, no chance in hell. Like, I get it. I get it right now, but there is no chance in hell. So a new interesting one has come up that I hadn't even thought of, but from the 905, it's the Lakers, Cowboys, Yankees. That's it. From the 936, the Lakers, Cowboys, Yankees, and Red Sox. What about, and hear me out for just a second, what about Alabama? On the surface, that seems absurd, but man, oh man, with how big college football has gotten, I do feel like, I'm not saying it's the same, but I wonder if you would consider that Alabama has similar cachet.
Is it, that feels like a now thing to me because Alabama wasn't important when I was a kid.
And how regional do
but
we think
they
that
were
is?
Before you
it's,
were a kid.
It's pretty regional.
Okay, so do you think that's a southern and a kind of a southern and
I
southeastern sort of thing?
I think if we're talking college football, I think that, hey, they haven't won anything in a long time, but I think Notre Dame is more popular than Alabama around the country.
Okay, which would rule, I think, both of them out.
The tough thing about the college football thing is because college football has only really recently become a national sport in this way that where, you know, like you have a team across the country that you care about this deeply. Usually you regionally have a team that you are invested in, and then you'll watch other teams and keep track of what's happening. I think that that's only more recent here in the last 20 years, I think, where you've gotten more of a national perspective on these things.
I just want to confirm, did the Knicks lose this? Did they lose that?
I think they did, but I would hear that out because I think New York and LA as markets are always going to have an inherent advantage. Like, we shouldn't pretend that like the Lakers aren't at least in part driven by the market. But I just feel like if this was even 25 years ago, maybe I would buy into it.
Well, and I think the other thing too is, what's the most popular team in your city? In Boston, it is the Red Sox.
Yeah.
More popular than the Patriots. Baseball's more popular. It's really weird for people to hear this here, but baseball's more popular in Boston than football is. Football's more popular now than basketball is because of the 20-plus year run, and I don't know if the Celtics will ever be able to take that back. I don't know how hockey fits in there. Is hockey more important in Boston than the Celtics? I don't know. But baseball is the most popular sport in Boston, which when somebody brings up the Red Sox, they are more nationally relevant because their city, that's their representation. The Red Sox are more their rep.
Do they fit in this category then? Because we had one person who added them to right now, Yankees, the Cowboys and the Dodgers are kind of, I would be curious about our thoughts on the Dodgers. Do you put the Dodgers and the Red Sox in there?
It's tough because how many, that would be three teams in one sport?
For baseball.
That's a lot.
I'm kind of curious about that. Like LA, Mike, when you were describing that, LA is dominated by the Lakers. We've been out there.
So does that rule the Dodgers out there?
You turn radio on in California and they really don't talk football at all.
Right.
And I don't know how much baseball they talk, but they talk Lakers. They talk Lakers like we do Cowboys.
Lakers, Dodgers, Clippers now, then Angels, then football.
So, like, I guess that's that kind of goes along with it too, because Kevin, you started this by asking why are the Lakers what they are?
Yeah.
And they were the team that was dominating when basketball got big.
True.
Like, at that time, the NBA said, Boston, LA, let's maximize this.
Yep.
And so those faces and all the players that came through. But then, Mike, we've talked about this. Once they got good or once they started getting bad, they were like, we got to fix it. The Yankees, we have a down season. We got to fix it. And the Cowboys, it's like they're in a whole different place of, I mean, Jerry's attempted to fix it or change it or go about it, but it doesn't seem like it's we got to get back to that same caliber of greatness. It feels more like the Cowboys were kind of like that Bulls section where they were really good for a short period of time, took advantage of it, but the Bulls, like, their brand fell off.
And somebody asked about the Bulls because there's still some resonant love there because of Jordan. I just don't know if it's on that level. I don't think it is. I still remember,
if you watch the Last Dance, they had 1,000 people going to their games before they drafted Jordan.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody cared about the Bulls. The Bulls were not a product. I mean, really, the Bulls are the Michael Jordans. If they want to just rename them the Michael Jordans, that'd be better. Because since Michael Jordan left, they've been irrelevant for the most part.
The tough thing about the Bulls is that absolutely spawned a generation of people for whom across the nation the Bulls mattered to them.
Yeah.
It just feels like they have neglected that, and we maybe have turned over a generation to a point where this might be in another place.
That's what I think it is. We've turned over the generation, and it feels like most people understand, but I don't want it to be conflicted at all. I would absolutely trade rosters and current status with the Chiefs in a heartbeat. But, like, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the all-time iconic brands. And that was a time when there was nothing bigger than the Bulls, man. Like, nothing bigger than the Bulls. And that's why you got in Jordan. And that's why you got The Last Dance. And that's why now Hulu is putting out this ginormous series about the Lakers.
I think this text really gets to the ethos of this conversation from the 817. Mm-hmm. Ask non-sports people like the mother-in-law, and that's your answer. Like the people that don't know, hey, who are the most popular teams? And they're going to be like, they're probably going to name those three off.
Yeah.
And that is the ethos.
Did you just want to use the word ethos?
Yes.
I think he nailed it.
Thank you, Reggie.
Okay. All right. From the 210, shots fired at Derrick Rose if he didn't get hurt. I mean, but like, you can't live in that world. Yeah. If if the Bulls could have been awesome and dominated, because there was a minute where I really thought Derrick Rose might become the next face of the NBA, and then it all fell apart so quickly, and then you could have had that closing of the generational gap, just like we had all hoped when Romo took off, that you would only be 10 years removed right from the Cowboys being awesome. But it just didn't happen.
For everybody wanting to represent their team here, the Cowboys have been horrible for two decades now.
Yeah.
I mean, average at best, but I mean, a non-relevant player in the NFL besides popularity. Yet when we watch Cowboy games, 25 to 50% of the audience on the road is rooting for the Cowboys in stadiums. You don't go to Bulls games and people are actually there for the Bulls besides Kevin and his son. Like, yeah, they're the two people here in Dallas. Like, I mean, that's it, you know. But
even I'm still rooting for the Mavericks.
Yeah. Allegedly. But if you do go to Laker games, obviously there's tons of people, no matter what, rooting for the Lakers all around the country. You know, Boston does bring some fans, the Celtics, but not a lot. I just recently called the Red Sox game. They were quite a few Red Sox fans in Arlington for the game. And it seemed like some of them might have traveled from Boston to come see the new stadium, the way that they were kind of taking it in. It's tough to know. Are they just people live here and they're just fans of Boston and taking this all in for the first time? But if your team draws 20 to 50% of the audience in every building they go to, then you have that, what we're talking about here.
And fascinating conversation. And that all being said, you guys are definitely going to watch this Hulu series, right?
Absolutely not. Kevin, Mike hates the Lakers, and I agree with
he'll
him.
He'll watch it.
Mike said he's
Mike's. Your mic's
Mike,
off.
Your mic's off.
I'll watch it. They have all the freaking best players in the world.
Oh, then I'll watch it.
They'll have Luka in 5 years, probably. So.
Golly,
I'll watch it when they get Luka. That's when I'll watch it.
What are you doing?
Will I be a Laker fan if that happens?
No, that's when you sell all your cards.
So
you said that you would root against the United States for Slovenia for Luka. I think that's how that's probably going to go.
Yeah, a country that you won a bronze medal for, and you said you'd root against them.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.